Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dimstra. This episode features a conversation with Meridian Township Manager, Frank Walsh.
As COVID-19 began to spread, municipalities in Michigan worked to keep residents safe and to ensure basic emergency services were still up and running. Now they are beginning to work on the next phase, which is the economic impact of COVID-19 on their communities. Talk about this is Meridian Township Manager Frank Walsh. Frank, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Recently, the University of Michigan Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics forecasted a significant drop in revenue at the state level. How will this loss of state revenue impact local governments like Meridian Township this year and probably well into 2021 as well?
Right. Yeah, you're right, Scott. The managers that I've been talking to across the state on a daily basis are bracing for a pretty big hit. We get state revenue sharing back from the state of Michigan. All cities and townships and villages, and we're going to be hit pretty hard. And some are forecasting a 30% drop. Some are forecasting a 50% drop.
Wow.
We're expecting about just over $1 million, $1.1 million in revenue sharing losses through 2020. So we've been working on a realignment plan here at the township to address that.
Currently, what's being done at the state and the national levels to help offset the loss in tax revenue for local governments?
Well, from what I can see, there hasn't been a lot that has come through from the federal and state level yet. I know that there's organizations such as the Michigan Municipal League and the Michigan Townships Association that are trying to go out and seek compensation, some sort of COVID reimbursement from the federal government. You know, the federal government stepped in right now to help businesses and families, which is probably the first steps they should do, especially the families in need. There's a lot of people in need right now. For us right now, we don't see any sort of reimbursement other than maybe some COVID-related expenses reimbursed for like public safety issues. But other than that, I don't see anything.
And with a lot of storefronts closed, people have been moving to purchasing items online. Do local governments receive tax revenue from online sales?
So the sales tax is the largest contributor that goes to the state that comes back to local governments. So yes, we do receive that. And we hope with that occurring that the state revenue sharing drop that we see maybe won't be as significant. Because yes, they haven't been in the Meridian Mall, but maybe they've been shopping online. So we just don't know. There is a revenue forecast conference coming up at the state where they get together and they have to decide. You're probably familiar with that with funding. I believe the next one's May 15th. And they'll be coming together and they have to agree through Treasury where we are with revenue. So I think locals, communities will know more about revenue when we get to May 15th and we see what the revenue forecasting conference comes up with.
Sure. And I know that you have a lot of wonderful plans for Meridian Township, including the new farmers market. Is that project as well as others moving forward?
It is. You know, there's certain things we're too far into to go back. And it's probably like if you were halfway through constructing, improving one of your libraries, it'd be hard to go
back.
You'd
have to finish it, yeah.
That's right. So we are going to finish the farmer's market. It won't be finished as obviously when we thought it would be, but we hope to get it finished up in 2020. That would be the goal. And then there's other projects such as we have about $4 million in roads that we're going to complete this year. That's based on last year's road millage that was approved by our residents. And there's been other, of course, significant improvements like the Okemos Road Boardwalk, just north of Central Park Drive. We're going to also install another emergency siren up in the north part of town. And probably one of the most favorite things in the building here is we just got our new canine unit. Aries is...
Cool.
He's here. He just arrived from Poland last week.
Oh, cool.
That's probably one of the most exciting things. In fact, there's something on Facebook I hear. I have not seen it yet. Where Aries and his handling officer are reading to kids on Facebook.
Oh, that is so cool. Is it on Meridian Township's Facebook page then?
Oh, yeah, it would be all over, sure.
Anyway. Okay, I'm going to go check that out then. So that is cool.
You'll meet Aries. He doesn't do a lot except chew on his tennis ball, but he's there.
Hey, that's entertaining right now. So.
Yeah, right.
Well, Meridian Township offers great resources for residents in need called Meridian Cares. Can you tell us a little bit more about that program?
Yeah, it's an important program, Scott. It helps people who may be struggling with their electric bill or rent from time to time, or just in need. I think they may even get into groceries. And of course, as the need, we see the need is going to really grow here going forward. But Darla Jackson handles that program here at the township, and she has for a number of years. And we're currently raising funds for Meridian Cares right now. And we try to raise at least $10,000 a year, but it is a program. And Angie Wilson, a former township trustee here, she's really involved with the Community Resource Commission. And their mission is to help raise money for others. And Suzanne Browse is the chairman of that. Ron Steiker, the supervisor's wife, Georgia Steiker is really involved as well. But they raise funds to help disperse to people in need in Meridian Township. It's one of the most important things we do here as a community.
Sure. And I saw in the Lansing State Journal that you and your wife recently made a donation to Hazlet and Okemos Schools, a very generous donation. Could you talk a little bit about that and what the donation went to?
Yeah, so that goes back. It was a long time ago. Probably
it feels like a long time. Yeah.
Two or three months ago, we were watching Drew Brees on TV. He was interviewing on, I think it was NBC Today. And he talked about how he and his wife, Brittany, are donating $5 million to feed the hungry kids in New Orleans. And it was a very emotional, it was right when COVID came on back in mid-March, I think. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I are pretty touched by that and thought to ourselves, what could we do? We obviously don't have the means of Drew Brees, and I can't throw a football either, but we just talked about what we could do. And, you know, there's millions of people doing what they can do. And we just decided we'd contact, and Drew Brees asked people on during the interview to do what they can do and pay it forward. So we just contacted the Okemos School Superintendent, John Hood, and the Hazlet Superintendent, Steve Cook, and asked them what we could do. And we donated the dollars to pay off all the lunch debt for both Hazlet and Okemos students so that those parents no longer have, you know, you have so much debt at home and you might be losing mm-hmm. your income. That's just one bill that they won't have. So we were happy to do it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Very, very commendable as well. So,
thank you.
And we always like to end with a library type question, and especially with individuals at home right now. Is there anything you're reading, watching, or listening to while you're at home?
Yeah, I'm reading Rare Leadership right now by Marcus Warner and Jim Wilder. It's a really good book. It talks about the four uncommon habits of real leaders: trust, joy, engagement. And I'm always, because I'm in a position of leadership, I've been blessed to have this position in Meridian Township. I always want to learn and get better. And this book, I'm about halfway into, and it's really, really enlightening. And it was actually, it was touching because it was a gift given to me during the whole Nassar crisis from somebody in the community. So I'm working through that book. It's I'm learning quite a bit. Let's put it that way.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Frank. It was very informative, and I need to commend you because I know early on, Meridian Township, you formed a COVID-19 task force very early on as the whole area was trying to come to terms with the pandemic. And so Meridian Township was very lucky that you put that in place.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. We also have a hotline available, 853-4040. We've had about just over 90 calls on the hotline since this started. We've delivered groceries. We've done a lot of things, and we'll continue to take care of our 43,000 residents. And I also want to thank you, Scott, your board, and your staff for what you do at Cattle. Libraries and education and enrichment are important components in our community, and we appreciate what you do with your leadership. And it's important stuff here in the region.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. My guest today was Meridian Township Manager Frank Walsh. Frank, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend. Cattle Tales is a new show from Capital Area District Libraries where kids can hear great stories and sing songs.
If you're feeling like a goat, eat some flowers.
Tortoise, I could run
circles around you.
Hola a todos, me llamo Señorita Mari.
Tune in for all the fun Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. on WLAJ 53 for Cattle Tales Live. Join us every Monday and Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. on our Facebook page. Another great service from Capital Area District Libraries.